We pay so much attention to stages of change in the course of addiction treatment. If we can help someone hold good acceptance and commitment to their recovery, they often succeed. When people tend to sabotage treatment, reject options for themselves, or show a poor follow-through, it usually is connected to poor overall motivation. It can be worthwhile reviewing stages of change for yourself and trying to identify where you fall. Most people will progress gradually through stages of change mainly because they have to. Continued addictive substance use is just too overwhelming for the body and someone's lifestyle that the natural progression is for it to become unmanageable. By looking at some of the following topics and motivation, you can promote change for yourself sooner than would be a rock-bottom scenario. Ultimately, if you want to really recover, you need consistent and honest motivation. Let's use some scales to quantify your motivation and break it into parts. How would you rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 for least or weak, and 10 for most or strong, for the following questions? Your need today to be clean from your substance, 1 to 10. Your readiness today to be clean from your substance, 1 to 10. And finally, your confidence that you could stay clean today from your substance, 1 to 10. Try to be honest with yourself about these questions. One of the reasons we review this topic in greater depth is to promote legitimate honesty and acknowledge that deep change can be harder than people think. It is common to feel committed and motivated to get clean from opioids or alcohol at the beginning, and then to get frustrated or discouraged after about a month. Addiction is an ambivalent disease. We expect the opposing forces in your mind. Through acknowledging this ambivalence, you become more powerful. Now let's break down each of these three motivational zones: need, readiness, and confidence. To really understand your need for recovery, we will have to look at areas in your life which have high stakes. Examples of things to promote your need for recovery could include upcoming or current legal reasons to stop using, medical consequences from your addiction, such as an overdose or infection, severe financial consequences from your addiction. Think about areas of need that apply to you. Many patients have reached a solid recovery through the mindset of, I'd love to use heroin or drink, but I just can't. I know where it leads. In terms of readiness, timing is everything. Many things need to align in your life to recover. The all-too-common statement of, now just isn't the right time, often makes sense, and no one can fault you for being hesitant to change. Change is also filled with anxiety, setbacks, and frustration. Do you feel at a point in your life that you could cope adequately with such stress? Could you keep up the good fight to change and avoid your substance? The benefits of your recovery are so remarkable that you won't regret it. Confidence. Rating confidence is tricky. There seems to be a sweet spot for confidence, in that you feel prepared and driven while not arrogant or careless. A score at 7 or 8 is often the goal. If you place yourself at 10 out of 10, you may be overestimating your strength in recovery. If you score a 2 or 3, what are things you feel you might be missing? Does it feel that your support network won't actually support you being off drugs or alcohol? Do you feel that anxiety or depression might derail your recovery? Are you worried that chronic pain issues may push you back onto opioid painkillers? It can be useful to write down things you think you need to build up to feel more confident and stronger in your recovery. Our goal is to help your confidence number go up while still respecting addiction as a chronic disease. Motivational reassessments are important at this stage in your recovery arc. By looking at these things, you'll remind yourself of why you made the steps to start a change process. Keep it up.